Thanks for coming out here tonight, y'all. This is our first time ever in Asheville. And we've been traveling quite a bit, and along the way, we always meet people who say, you got to come to North Carolina, man. You got to come out to North Carolina. And I think, man, going into the town of that great, or that state of that great integrationist Jesse Helms. But then they say, nah, man, you got to come to Asheville. So, here we are. We're very, very pleased that you all came out here tonight. Thank you so much for getting out here early. It's been a very, very interesting time to be traveling around the United States because it's an election year. And recently, we stopped in a town called Columbia, Missouri. And after the show there, I had spoken very bluntly about our one-term president. And after the show, a young man came up to me and he said, Michael, I'm an Army reservist about to go overseas. And as we traveled into the town of Columbia, in the front of every house there was a sign that said, support our troops. And there was a young man, and he said, Michael, I have a gift for you. It's from my brother, who just returned from Afghanistan. And it's a bracelet. He handed me this bracelet, and on the back of the bracelet it says, Special Forces Ranger Mark A. Anderson, 175th 1st Battalion, killed in action on the 4th of March, 2002 in Afghanistan. And right after that, a woman came up to me and she said, Michael, I have a gift for you also. It's the string of beads that are right here. She said, Michael, these are Muslim prayer beads. And they were given to me by women in a village in Afghanistan who were trying to put their lives back together after their homes had been bombed. She said that the prayer that goes along with the beads is a prayer that you give thanks as you pass over each bead for each breath that you take during that moment. The second time you go through the beads, you give thanks for each breath that you took during the day that you didn't give thanks for in that moment. And it was a reminder to me just how important life is on all sides. And right now we're engaged in a war. There's a lot of young men and women in this country who are being asked to go overseas. And there's a couple who are here tonight who we invited into the show here. These young men in white hats. And it's a lot of people in this country who don't have opportunities. Towns like Mobile, Alabama, where I met other servicemen who said, Michael, I went to Kosovo for 5 years because I didn't have a job here in Mobile. They willingly offer to give their lives up when they sign on that dotted line. And all they ask in return is that when they're asked to go fight somewhere, that they're not told to go somewhere and give up their life strictly in the name of corporate greed. So I want to sing this song tonight to all the young men and women who are in the service here tonight, or if you have any friends, you have any relatives who've served in other wars, in hopes that this country will get on a path of thinking of ourselves not as the Goliath that can go around the world stamping out every little person that we think might be doing something behind our back or plotting against us. Because all that does is create an army of Davids who are willing to do whatever they can with their slingshots, their pipe bombs, in order to make their stand in the way that they see fit in their time. And just perhaps maybe we shouldn't be fighting a war against terrorism. Maybe we should be fighting a war against illiteracy, against poverty, against homelessness, against starvation. Maybe we should be fighting a war against militarism.